So if you wanted to know how many times, say, I went into town, you might ask me, how, what do you go into town?
How often do you go to town?
Okay. And, say, if I offered you a choice of two things and asked you which one you wanted, and it didn't make any difference to you, you might say, oh, it doesn't matter, just give me...
whichever you...
Okay, yeah. Or just give me what one? Just give me...
either one.
Okay. And, this part of my head is called what?
Forward.
Huh?
Forward.
Okay. And, this is my...
hair.
Okay. And say if a man hadn't shaved in a while, he'd be growing a...
beard or whiskers.
Okay. And this is my...
ear.
Which one?
Your right ear.
Okay, and this is the other one.
Left ear.
Okay. And this is my...
lips.
Or the whole thing is the...
mouth.
Okay. Left. And this...
your neck.
Okay, and...
esophagus.
Okay, or just some more common...
throat.
Okay. What about this thing here?
Adam's apple.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other word for that?
Goozle or Adam's apple?
What does that mean, goozle?
That's really your throat or that goozle or...
What does it mean? I mean, does it mean the throat or the Adam's apple or just what?
I think of it as just the whole throat, you know. You say, they'd like to have gone down my goozle.
Okay.
I don't know anything else.
Okay. Gone down my goozle. You say you'd go to the dentist to have the dentist look at your...
teeth.
Okay. And you might say he needs to feel that...
tooth.
Okay. And the flesh around your teeth is called the...
gums.
Okay. And this part...
palm of your hand.
Okay. And these are my two...
hands.
Okay. And this is one...
fist.
Or two...
fist.
Okay. And any place where the bones come together is called the...
joint.
Okay. And on a man, this part is the...
chest.
Okay. And these are my...
shoulders.
Okay. And this is the... well, the whole thing.
Your leg.
Okay. And this is my...
you mean your foot.
Okay. And I have two...
feet.
Okay. And this real sensitive bone right here.
Feet.
Say maybe you stumble over a box in the dark and bruise your...
shin is what...
okay. And say if I got down in this position, you'd say I...
squatty.
Okay, any other word for that? You ever heard down on your hunkers? Or
yeah, I've heard of that. Hunker down.
Does that mean the same thing to you?
Yeah.
Is squat?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Would you say down on your hunkers?
You could, but yeah. I don't ever. I used to say squat all the time.
Okay. And say someone had been sick
you
for
could,
a while.
But
you
I,
say,
I
well,
don't.
He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay. And say someone who's in real good shape and can lift heavy weights and so forth, you say that he's...
strong or a muscle man.
Okay. Any other word you might use? Say, you say, someone very athletic is very...
would active you, or...
okay, would you use the word stout?
Yeah. I just didn't think of it.
What does that word mean? What do you
strong.
Mean?
Stout.
Yeah.
To me, stout means strong. And I say stout a lot, but I...
okay. Would you use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad? Say the butter was getting stout?
You could, and I think I've heard it, but I never do really think of it, you know. I usually think of that as more getting drunk or something like that.
Yeah. The word stout...